I've just spent a week in the Mazda BT50 SP, which adds a lot of style and bling to the GT version. The BT50 is based on the Isuzu D-Max, but Mazda adds their own flair, and this is apparent in the external styling that has a familial front grille, similar to the CX-9. I like the styling, it brings some subtle sophistication in a segment where many are going for the rugged look. Inside, the SP has an upmarket feel with soft touch points everywhere, leather steering wheel, black and tan leather interior, heated front seats that are particularly comfortable, wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, plus more. Around town, the Mazda displays a compliant ride, and it was surprisingly little you felt road bumps in the cabin. 18-inch wheel and tyre combination also helps cocoon the occupants, as well as offering a wider range of off-road tyres. The BT50 is powered by the 3-litre turbocharged diesel, produces 140 kilowatts and 450 newton-metres. It's in a 4x4 dual-cab pickup form and comes with either a 6-speed manual or automatic transmission. Priced from $63,290 for the manual and $66,290 for the automatic. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
Why not head to anyauto.com.au for the latest on cars and motoring? While at anyauto.com.au, check out a review of Hyundai's Monster Palisade all-wheel drive SUV. Subaru's going electric. The Subaru Solterra has arrived in Australia. See what it looks like at AnyAuto. And how's this for a test drive? The Volkswagen Arteon shooting brake. All that, so much more, anyauto.com.au.